The Nightingale and the Rose. Part 1. The Student in Love. In a nest, in a tree, in a garden, a nightingale sang. Her song was beautiful. She sang of love and happiness. One day, she saw a young student in the garden.
"She says she will dance with me if I give her a red rose,"
said the student.
"But in my garden, there is no red rose."
And when he said this, his eyes filled with tears.
"Every day I study philosophy and I read all the things that wise men say about happiness. Now my happiness depends on a red rose."
The nightingale heard this and said to herself,
"Finally, here is a true lover. Every night I sing of love, and this young man suffers for love."
The student continued,
"I love the professor's daughter, and tomorrow there is a ball at the prince's palace. My love will be there. If I take her a red rose, she will dance with me. If I have no red rose, she will not speak to me."
The young student looked around the garden. There were yellow roses and white roses, but no red roses.
"Poor me,"
he said.
"I need one red rose, but I cannot see any in this garden."
"Ah,"
said the nightingale.
"Love is a wonderful thing. It is more precious than emeralds, opals, and pearls. You cannot buy love in the marketplace with gold coins."
"The musicians will play their violins, and my love will dance to their music. But she will not dance with me. I have no red rose to give her."
The student fell onto the grass and started to cry. A butterfly heard him and asked, "Why is he crying?" A daisy asked her friend,
"Why is he crying?"
"Why is he crying?"
said a little green lizard.
"He is crying for a red rose,"
said the nightingale.
A red rose?
They all replied.
"That's ridiculous!"
The other animals laughed. But the nightingale understood. She watched the student sadly and thought of the mystery of love.